Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Longtime voice of the Orioles, our colleague here on BBT. He is Jim Hunter. Jim, good afternoon. How you feeling today?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
Hanging in there, man, and look forward to seeing you tonight. I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks there, but so we'll have some fun. We'll get the band back together, but Hester Kerstad before the game yesterday was an option back to Norfolk, number two pick in the draft. We know he's been on the playoff roster twice, 23 and 24. When you heard the news today, oh boy, to quote the Beatles, what did you think about Hester Kerstad?
Well, I wasn't surprised because, you know, when you're bringing back outfielders and Mullins was activated yesterday, he just didn't hit consistently enough to warrant playing time and staying on the roster. You know, the interim manager yesterday in his pregame indicated that he's got to work on things, but he didn't indicate what he had to work on. So it's a mystery because he obviously has talent. I mean, he's owned AAA, but for whatever reason, he just can't seem to translate it to the big league club. Hopefully he'll be able to figure it out. You know, and you mentioned the number two overall pick. He should be further along than he is, but unfortunately he isn't, and now he's back in AAA trying to figure it out.
Is there any hope for him, Jim? And you've been watching baseball and covering it for a long, long time. Kerstad defensively. Is he just going to be this positionless guy who's going to have to make his dough swinging a baseball bat here?
Well, he obviously has been so inconsistent, whether it's in left field or right field. He misplays balls a lot. So, you know, I think his future probably is as a DH. And unfortunately, the way the Orioles pen their lineup every day, they tend to move that DH guy around so they can get multiple guys in there as the DH. So, you know, I mean, defense is something you can work on, but obviously he should be further along than he is.
All right, now, Cade Povich last night had his struggles. We heard Tony Manzolino coming out of the break during the update. You know, he got through, navigated early okay, but, you know, a couple of bloops here, gave up the home run to Torkelson, almost a hell of a catch by Kowser. Development, since we're using that word. I mean, Povich looks like he's going to get the ball every fifth day. Is that a good or bad thing for his development, and especially for a team that still believes, I guess, that they can make a run at some sort of wild card?
Well, they're 13 games below 500, so I don't know how feasible that is.
Right.
You know, they've lost two in a row and three of four to fall to 26 and 39. The thing about Povich that I seem to notice in most of his starts, he tends to have the one bad inning. And last night it was in the fifth inning when he allowed three runs, including the home run that he allowed by Torkelson. So, you know, you wonder, is he better suited to come in relief where he only has to face, you know, maybe the lineup once or twice? You know, I'm not a big analytic guy, as you know.
Right.
But the third time through the lineup seems to be his buggy boo. And that suggests to me that maybe he's better suited as a relief pitcher where he doesn't have to face the lineup too often. And, you know, again, the one bad inning, it tends to follow him in most of his starts. And, you know, last night it was the three-run fifth inning, and they ended up losing 5-3. So if not for that inning, maybe they win the game.
Jim Hunter joining us here, Vinny, at 81057 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw on this Woman Crush Wednesday, Orioles Tigers tonight. All right, Adley's been heating up here. And prior to June, he started to percolate a little bit. Gunners still has the top war on the team. You just get two all-stars back in Westberg and Mullins off the IL. Is there still a significant upside offensively for them, Jim? Because I guess if this team's going to make that run, no pun intended, to a postseason berth, the offense is going to have to carry him here.
Well, it does definitely have to improve. I mean, the team is batting .237 as a club, and they're averaging only 3.8 runs per game, and that's not going to get it done. I mean, you know, last year the magic number was 5, and they won enough games to make it into the wild card round, but they're just not scoring enough to win enough games. You know, last night they only had 4 chances with runners in scoring position. They got the one hit when Gunner got the base hit to drive in Holiday. So, you know, I'm not too confident that they can turn it around. I mean, you know, you look at this club, and I don't know the hitting coach. I don't know his background. But, you know, when Jackson Holiday turned it around, it was his dad that called him and said, you know, I'm watching video of you. You got to alter this in your swing. And you know, that is shocking that a hitting coach that sees Jackson every day couldn't figure that out. So they just don't score enough runs, Bob, to be able to win consistently.
Now the Tigers.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The 3 conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight, and we'll be talking about it more, BBT at 5:30, live from Pickles Pub, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. By the way, Jim Hunter, powered by Verizon here on this Woman Crush Wednesday.
Powerful.
Yes, you are. You have like superpowers, as a matter of fact. But what impresses you most about Detroit? Best record in baseball. Orioles saw it up close and personal last night in the game that we all thought they had the best chance to win. Now you get Mize and then Scooble tomorrow, Eplin and Kramer for the Birds. What impresses you most about the Detroit Tigers, who a year ago at this time were on the verge of a sell at the All-Star break, and now here they are, maybe the favorites or one of the favorites to win the World Series this year?
Well, you know, the one thing that really jumps out at me is the balance in the lineup. You know, most of these guys you haven't heard of, except for Green in left field. Dingler's having a good year, the catcher, and Torkelson has found his stroke. But the balance in their lineup, I mean, last night they had 12 base hits, and they were able to score 5 runs. Torkelson hit the home run, the 2-run shot off of Povich. But that's the thing, and their pitching has been very consistent. You know, you look at their pitching, especially their bullpen, and their bullpen has been fabulous. So, you know, you add the balance in the lineup and the pitching being very, very good. I mean, Their bullpen ERA is 3.29. That's fifth best in the major leagues. You know, that's going to get it done. So if you don't get to the starter, and their starters have been very good as well, you're probably not going to beat them because their bullpen has been lights out. So, you know, you add it all together. I mean, their starters are third best in the major leagues at 3.08. So, you know, you add that up with the balance in the lineup and the starting pitching and the relief pitching, that's a very good club. And their GM did a very good job of putting this club together.
Jim Hunter, longtime voice of the Orioles, now our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, 105.7 The Fan. Jim, appreciate the time. I will see you, me and Nolan. We'll see you tonight at Pickles Pub as we get on the air at 5:30.
Looking forward to it, Bob.
Oh, you got it. There's Jim Hunter, everyone. Powered by Verizon. We'll come back, reset the program for you, take a trip through the American League East. We do have some day baseball, which we'll talk about. Going to hear from Aaron Rodgers, top of the hour, NFL lunch. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, talk some NFL with him. Steeler fan, by the way. And then Vinny Serrato, live from OTAs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.